Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to use it to your advantage. And you can check out our blog while you're there, too, by the way. And that's going crazy. You guys are just wearing out my blog. And I'm really happy about that because we made it for you, something that we thought you would enjoy and that we would benefit from. And it's really catching on. And that's also, by the way, jimsblog.biz if you want to go straight there. Or if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, it's right there on the left, top left. And right below that, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. And I hope you'll do that. That comes out every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget all the other things, archives, articles, Brain Trust members, lots of other new stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Ladies and gentlemen, a few months ago, actually maybe almost a year ago, I introduced you to a guy named Jerry Sarvati, who's a friend of mine, who is doing something very amazing. He is an American. He and his organization are from America, but they went over to Scotland, found a tract of land, and said, we think this would be a good place to build a golf course. Now, think about that. Americans going to Scotland to build a golf course in the heart of Scotland. I mean, at the home of golf. And that takes a lot of chutzpah, I think. And his name is Jerry Sarvati. And the club is called the Renaissance Club at Archer Field. And it's right there by Muirfield. And he's here. He's back again to talk to us about it. Joining us all the way from Scotland, Jerry Sarvati, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and it's good to hear your voice all the way over there in Scotland. How's the weather there today?
Yeah, it's pretty unusual today. It's sunny and 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Just absolutely beautiful today.
Sometimes it's not 52 in August over there.
Sometimes it's not. That's very, very true. It's really although it's been a very warm year, actually. In fact, 2006 was the warmest year on record. So,
right.
Who knows? Maybe some of the global warming is getting way up north.
Well, yeah, maybe so. You know, Jerry, I have so much fun doing what I do that there's not too many people whose job I envy. But I'm starting to envy you a little bit right now.
I appreciate that. It really has been a lot of fun, and it's getting more and more exciting every day, you know, because we actually, you know, the last time we talked, we were probably at the beginning, just commencing the construction. And
you were just starting to move some dirt.
We started that in January,
right,
of 2006 on the 10th. We actually built the whole golf course and seeded it by the mid-October.
Wow.
So it was quite an accomplishment, and I have to really compliment Tom Doak and his entire Renaissance Golf crew because they were just phenomenal in what they did.
And so that is the Tom Doak design course.
Tom Doak design course.
And which many people know all about that. And but you guys are, it's a small business. You got a small business that you're working with there. It's an LLC. A U.S. LLC, you've raised some capital, you got some investors, you're doing the thing over there, and you got 18 holes not far from, well, actually on the North Sea there. Now, how many holes are actually fronting on the sea?
We've got four holes that are fronting on the sea.
Wow.
Actually looking down onto the Firth of Forth right there. We're 20 miles to the east of Edinburgh, and look right over the Firth of Forth, right down into downtown Edinburgh.
So that puts you probably about 40 or 50 miles south of St. Andrews?
Actually, it's only about 20 miles south, though, 25 miles south of St. Andrews.
Okay.
It's actually a lot closer. I mean, you can literally see Fife, which is basically the county of Fife,
right,
you know, standing on our 13th tee.
Well, the reason I envy you, number one, is because I've have a little construction background and development background, and I'd love to be. That's a project I'd love to try to tackle. But Scotland is a wonderful place. The Scots are beautiful people, and they love Americans.
They're fabulous. I mean, they've just been so inviting to us, and you know, we're still having all those small business issues that you would, you know, run into in any type of a development. We're, you know, dealing with the authorities and dealing with the regulations and
what's it
and,
like
and having
doing
to
business?
Keep up and making changes and things like that, especially right now because we're into facilities construction. We're actually building a lodge right now to accommodate our members and our guests. So, but you know, those challenges are there every day.
Well, now, what has it been like doing business in England?
It's, you know, for the most part, there have been a lot of similarities. You know, you have the issues with the environmental and the ecologists when you're, you know, anytime you're moving dirt and moving things around. But they've been, you know, they've been very understanding and cooperative, and we've tried to be very cooperative, too, you know, to do things the right way. You know, to do things that we need to do, but at the same point in time, you know, recognizing where we are and the drainage issues and all those types of issues mm-hmm. that you have when you're involved.
But have you had issues where you felt like the government or the local or the federal government, so to speak, have you had any issues where you felt like they were just being unreasonable?
Well, I wouldn't say that they were being unreasonable at all, because I think what we've had is issues that, you know, maybe we didn't quite understand all the issues at the beginning, and we didn't understand all the points of views, and, you know, we had to maybe modify some of the things that we were thinking to basically compromise on the issues. But for the most part, it's been very, very cooperative and very, very enjoyable. I won't say bent over backwards, but they recognize what we're doing. They recognize the economic impact that we have and will have on the community.
Well, have you felt like anybody ever thought, well, who do these Yanks think they are coming over here and trying to make a golf course in our place, which is the home of golf?
You know, I'm sure there's people like out there in every environment that you're involved in, people have different opinions, and I'm sure there's some people out there that, you know, may have that opinion. But we've tried to be very low key, and one of the things that I've always thought from the very beginning in this project, you know, it is their home and it is the home of golf, and that was one of the reasons that we hired Tom Doak, because we wanted to respect what they have here, and you
that's
know, we're
the
right
key,
next
isn't
to
it?
Literally, there's a stone wall between the Renaissance Club and the Honorable Company's Murfield.
Yeah.
So it's a special place.
Yeah, no kidding. I know you guys have been respectful. When we come back, one of the things I want to ask Jerry is, what about the cost? Has it been more expensive to do business over there and to go over there and build things, or less expensive? And we're going to get him to tell us about that. We come back after these messages. Jerry Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen, he's building a golf course in Scotland. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jerry Sarvati, executive on the executive committee and the general partner of Renaissance Club at Archerfield, LLC in Scotland, about a stone's throw from Muirfield Village there in the home of golf in Scotland. He's joining us now from Scotland. He's building a golf course over there, the Renaissance Club there at Archerfield. And Jerry, a couple of things I want to ask you is the pound, the British pound right now is pretty significantly upside down against the dollar. What is it, a 1.6 or something like that?
Oh, no, it's 1.95.
Oh, that's awful.
It's almost 2-1.
Almost 2-1. So how, in that kind of an exchange rate environment, how could this kind of a project, how can you take American dollars and make this kind of a project work?
Well, you know, we've been at this now for, as far as the investment side, for a couple of years. So when we originally got in, we had accumulated the original investment, which was $8 million, and we had exchanged it at that point in time. So Actually, we had pounds almost from the beginning. But now, at this point in time, we've spent the $8 million as we're building the infrastructure, the roads, and, you know, all the services coming in, utilities. And now we're going through the next phase of actually selling memberships. And those memberships will come from people both in the States as well as in the U.K. So to some extent, we're collecting pounds from U.K. members, which is in the form of a in the U.K., that's one of the things that I learned about over the last 6 months, that the laws are a little bit different. You can't just go out and sell a membership initiation fee.
Right.
The tax laws on it would be onerous. So we're actually issuing a bond, a membership bond, to anybody who comes and joins the club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a financial instrument that
right.
is a non-interest bearing bond, and that's how you work the local rules.
As opposed to having if you join a club in the United States, you actually buy a membership unit.
Right, you just buy a membership through an initiation fee.
Right, right.
And so you can't do over here. You have to actually have a financial instrument.
Very interesting.
So that's where we generate pounds. But at the same point in time, when we first started the project, it was about 1.75, 1.73. So we've lost 10 or 12%
right.
to the degradation of the dollar against the pound. But at the same point in time, like I said. To this point in time, it hadn't really been hurt us that bad.
But it's real estate, and it's appreciating in pounds, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's the other side of the coin. It's a real estate project. It's a development. It's just golf, so we're not into the into the home building or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
But at the same point in time, we're getting appreciating in value for what we've got.
Well, it is real estate, and that makes it a good investment. Jerry, what about the archaeological stuff? Have you run into some archaeological finds over there? Have you found some old earthworks and that sort of thing over there?
We did. We actually each hole, each green, each tee area, and part of the fairways had to be trenched with a foot deep and a meter wide trench that they did to see if there was any archaeological in.
Because they take that very seriously over there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They're that's part and parcel to the entire planning process.
Mm-hmm.
But on the 17th green, we found a medieval village.
Wow.
And the archaeological consultants took that piece of property and they uncovered it and they documented everything. And they had an open day. There were 723 vehicles that came out.
Wow.
And they looked at everything, and then after they were done documenting everything, we covered it up and we built our golf hole.
I'll be darned.
It's really interesting.
So it didn't prohibit you, which I was worried about that they would, they say, oh, this has got to be shut down. That happens in the United States sometimes.
It does. And that
diverts highways
here,
sometimes.
They're more concerned about the documentation of what is there, but they don't want to disturb it.
Right, exactly.
So it worked out well.
Very interesting. What has been your experience? What advice would you give to someone now that you've done all this? You've become kind of an expert on this, being one of those bloody Yanks coming over to Scotland and playing in their sandbox over there. What advice would you give to others?
I think I kind of mentioned this in our initial interview, but I would just have to reiterate it again: patience and perseverance. If you can just be patient and not try to push things, push your way through things, and have an understanding and an appreciation that it is a different culture, and you have to respect the people that you're dealing with. And one other thing I might mention too, you mentioned a little bit about asking the question about the cost.
Yeah.
It is a little more expensive to build.
Well, patience costs money.
Well, it's just their building methods and the things that they do here are different. They are different. There's
right.
no question.
Jerry,
let
me stop
you.
Concrete
block construction.
Let me stop you for a second because we'll talk about this some more. I don't want to go any further. We got to wrap it up, but I want to get your website, please.
website, www.trcaa.com.
TRCAA, that stands for the Renaissance Club at Archer Field, TRCAA.com. You can go there and find out more about the club and when it'll be open. When will it be open, Jerry?
May of 2008.
All right, and I hope to hit the first golf ball there, Jerry.
Well, Jim, come join us. We'd love to have you.
I may be there in July. We're going to have a big media day over there. Thank you, Jerry, for being here.
July 23rd, 2007.
Congratulations, man. We'll see you next time. Jerry Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen, a great entrepreneur. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Brian.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.